from Washington, this is VOA News. I am G. Abilie reporting. President Donald Trump is canceling the last administration's agreement with Cuba. President Donald Trump has begun undoing some parts of his predecessor's historic opening to the island country. New measures include tightening restrictions on tourism travel and prohibiting financial dealings with entities tied to Cuban military and intelligence services. A Cuban military conglomerate is estimated to control more than half the country's economy. In a speech in Miami's Little Havana district, Trump said he took steps toward fulfilling a campaign promise that helped him win last November's election in Florida, where the Cuban-American vote was instrumental in pushing him over the top. President Trump continued a campaign on Twitter Friday against the investigations into possible links between his campaign and Russia. Trump stated he's being investigated for firing the FBI director by the man who told him to fire the FBI director. He claimed it's a witch hunt. It was unclear whether the president was referring to Special Counsel Robert Mueller or Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Fred Wertheimer is president and CEO of the nonpartisan group Democracy 21.
This has been a major development in the investigation. But all signs are that the investigation of whether the president was obstructing justice began even before Mueller was there. The reports indicate that shortly after Comey was fired, an investigation was opened into whether the president had obstructed justice.
The latest social media outburst by the president on his personal Twitter account came after a Washington Post